It's really interesting about the IDH mutations. Have any anecdotal responses been observed or reported with IDH inhibitors?
Not in myelofibrosis, to my knowledge. Obviously, in MDS, even on the original studies, there were a subset of patients that had the IDH1, IDH2 mutation. Those were presented even as presentation at ASH as a separate cohort. Responses are seen in almost 20 to 30%. And interestingly, many of those patients were actually hypomethylating agents failure. So we see responses after AZA or decitabine failure. So there are ongoing studies now expanding to the MDS, whether it's upfront, azacitidine plus a IDH1, IDH2 inhibitor, or after azacitidine failure as a single agent with either of the drugs based on the mutation.
That's interesting. Have you or would you use these agents outside a clinical trial right now?
So obviously their approval is for patients that have refractory or relapsed AML. So those patients would be ideal candidates for either an IDH1 or IDH2 mutation based on the mutation that they have. The complete response rates are in the range of 20%. It's a tolerable treatment. So it's a really viable option for those patients. There had been studies trying to move this upfront, either in combination with hypomethylating agents or chemotherapy. We are yet to see the results of that. There had been some trials also looking at them as a first-line agent in patients that are not eligible for intensive chemotherapy to be used. The landscape of that is changing a little bit because the data coming, as you also mentioned earlier, with azacitidine venetoclax showing very high responses. And actually those patients that have IDH1, IDH2 mutations, they were among the ones that have the highest responses to the combination of azavenetoclax. So whether those are going to move up front or they would still remain in the relapse refractory setting, it's not clear this time. But definitely for any patient that have refractory relapse AML that harbor the mutation, they are probably a very reasonable option for those patients.
But again, in MDS, putting aside reimbursement, assuming you could access the drug, would you use an IDH inhibitor in, say, somebody who progressed on a hypomethylating agent with MDS?
Yes, absolutely. So if they have the mutation, we've done that. We've done it also sometimes in setting where patients were on hypomethylating agents and we are attempting to get them to transplant and we don't see enough blast reduction. So we actually added sometimes the inhibitor and we were able to reduce the blasts based on that strategy. But those obviously are not FDA approved indications, and that's either a research or out of the box option for treatment of patients. So